Sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Starting to settle in. Go ahead and take a super deep breath in. And exhale. And once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And exhale. Then once again, super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And exhale. Okay. So now bring to mind some behavior of yours that you keep repeating. And it's kind of what we call like a more neurotic behavior, a behavior that a part of you does not like. Okay, so now see yourself acting out the behavior. Also kind of notice how there's this pull to act out the behavior. I must do this behavior. Notice how it feels. Yeah, that there's this kind of pull to it, that it feels obligatory. Okay. And now, notice the mind state from which this behavior comes from. Or another way to say it is, notice yourself acting out the behavior. And then now notice how it is that you view self, other, and world in the moment of needing to act out the behavior. And here we're just studying ourselves. We're not shaming or putting any pressure. That's right. Just seeing all of this. So just see yourself again, acting the behavior out. And then be aware of how you view the world, others, and self as you're acting out the behavior. See how also, this is very important, see how the behavior is kind of this outflow of a necessary response to the belief about self, other, and world. That the neurotic behavior and the, we'll call it neurotic belief, that they're all totally coherent with each other. Seeing this clearly. And also kind of almost notice how there's this beauty. There's this like almost like sleekness. Oh, it all fits together so perfectly. Also feel this like quality of confidence about your understanding. You really do know how it all fits together. Okay. And now, imagine that for some reason, you were not able to act out the, we'll call it neurotic behavior. So be in the scene. You see yourself in the scene. You're not able to act out the neurotic behavior. Now the mind is automatically calculating. And now what is the even greater suffering that would come out of your inability to act out the symptom or the behavior? Go ahead and notice that. It's so clear you need to act it out, because if you can't act it out, an even worse suffering would come about. Go ahead and notice that. And so now see once again how your symptom, your behavior, is a pretty good solution for this situation. Notice that. Okay. And now let's make an overt statement. So there you are, you're in the scene. To be clear, you wouldn't do this in real life, but now actually say out loud what's going on. So I now must act out this old patterned stereotyped way in this situation because it helps me manage the way I view self, other, and world, or whatever. But go ahead and actually be in the scene and then make an explicit statement. It was like, there you are in the scene and you're kind of narrating what's usually unconscious, but what's driving the behavior. You're narrating it out loud. Go ahead and do that now. That's right. That's right. Now what we're going to do is we're going to switch. Now we're going to look at the anti-symptom position. And we're just going to study the anti-symptom position. So now, of course, there's parts of you that don't want this. Parts of you that try to repress this behavior, that parts of you that are hurt by this kind of repetitive behavior. So let's go ahead and give voice to this anti-symptom position. keep giving voice to kind of how you don't like this behavior, seeing all the downsides of this behavior, wanting to get rid of the behavior. And see how this makes sense. And now one more time, go ahead and switch over to the pro-symptom position. See how it makes sense that you have this belief about self, other, and world, and that it really makes perfect sense that you behave the certain way that you do in response to that. Makes perfect sense. That's right. Really seeing that clearly. And then switch between both the anti-symptom position and the pro-symptom position, really giving space for both postures. And opening up the ego to accommodate for both postures, even if they're at odds. That's right. Keep switching between both postures, really appreciating how both postures make perfect sense. And that it's okay to be internally at odds. Everybody is, everybody's a mess. Everybody's internally at odds. Continuing to give that space. Okay, good. Good. Now, go ahead and go back to a scene where you're acting out your behavior. And now ask yourself one more time, how is it that I view self, other, and world as I'm acting out this behavior? So now this is the schema. And so go ahead and say this out loud. How is it, state out loud, how is it that you view self, other, and world? Okay, so now this belief about self, other, and world, this is a belief. This is an emotional learning. You picked this up somewhere. So now float back either to childhood or adolescence, earlier adulthood, when you learned this lesson. So you have a scene in your mind, and it can be a real scene or an amalgamated scene. a composite scene, it doesn't matter. And so in a, just a very matter of fact way, see how this scene taught you this lesson about self, other, and world. And now see how this way of viewing self, other, and world impacted you, possibly daily through the rest of your life. Kind of, so imagine that you're on this timeline and that you review your whole life, kind of on this timeline above your life, looking down at your life, reviewing it all, seeing the impact of this, of these emotional learnings on your life. Here we're developing rueful recognition, a kind of very somber recognition of the power of these early experiences. And also get the sense that this is just cause and effect. You were exposed to the situation. You learned how to adapt to it. The learning was consolidated. And then you saw life through the lens of this learning. This is just cause and effect. It's actually not very personal to you. Anybody would have responded the same way. Keep reviewing your life. Keep seeing how these emotional learnings impacted you. That's right. Keep going. That's right. And now go back to the scene itself. The scene where you learned this negative emotional learning. Notice where you are, how old you are, who you're with. Also notice what the body feels like. Okay, good. Seeing all of this. Also notice the emotions. Notice the thoughts. And now have the perfect nurturers come into the scene. And they remove you from the scene. They take you somewhere totally safe. And now they really get it. They see what you've been through. And now they soothe you just the right way. And also just go ahead and give voice to what all of this was like. Explain to them what it is that you went through, how it is that this affected you. They're going to listen so attentively. They just want to understand. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. That's right. And now really see how they get it. See that right now. They really get it. They also see that you did suffer. And they comfort you around that. And now keep developing the scene. Keep giving voice to whatever is most unfinished about this. That's right. That's right. Keep going. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. Keep going. Really taking that in. That's right. Good. Good. And now let's float back to the old negative scene. And we're going to redo the old negative scene. Except for this time, it'll go well. You'll be with the perfect nurturers. So go ahead and redo the negative scene where it reinforces the positive opposite of the old negative belief. Go ahead and develop that scene now. That's right, keep going. Keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep going. Really feeling into this. And reinforcing the positive opposite and making a lived experience. That's right. Keep going. Good. Making a deep impression on this. Now go back to the perfect nurturers. So you dissolve that scene and you're back with them. And now, very interesting, they remind you of experiences that you've had that directly disconfirm this old negative schema and reinforce the positive opposite of the schema. So they go ahead and remind you of real memories of you, of yours from your real life that disconfirm the negative belief. Go ahead and do that now. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. And as you're remembering all these scenes, it's a real lived experience. Like you're not remembering them, you're reliving the scenes, the old positive memory. Keep going. That's right, keep going. Good. Good. Now make a deep impression of this. See how feeling into these memories has imprinted on you. Like, feel that. Feel how you feel good about yourself. You feel good about how you are in the world. You have a positive impression of self. Okay. And now what we're going to do is we're going to switch back and forth between the old negative scene and the old negative schema and these new positive experiences and the new positive belief. So switch back and forth and back and forth. This helps with the emotional memory reconsolidation process. That's right. Keep going. That's right. Keep developing the scene. Continuing to develop the scene. back and forth and back and forth. And now just go to the positive belief, positive memories, and reinforce those. That's right. Okay, good, good. Now make a deep impression of that. And now see your life unfold going forward, your real adult life, and now see yourself moving through your life. Greater confidence, greater ease, much greater ability to connect with others. Go ahead and do that visualization now. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing this scene. Okay, good. And now make a deep impression of this. Okay. I'll count from 5 to 1. When you get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.